Well, then we start to move to the fourth level of awareness, which is awareness of reality. Now, I remember when I first heard this awareness of reality, or sometimes I'd heard it talked about as the Buddha saw things as they really are. And I'm like, well, I see things as they really are. Like, that's the floor. That's Mari. This is reality. But in the Buddhist sense, one way to talk about reality is through the context of the three lakshanas, which are the three marks of existence, or these three characteristics that actually everything in the world has. And the first of these is that everything is ultimately unsatisfactory. So we have this sense that, oh, if I just get the right, fill in the blank, the right partner, the right job, the right house, when I get to into the right headspace, then everything will be great. So we can look into the future for this. Sometimes we can pine for the past. Oh, when I had that, everything was great. But what the Buddha taught is that nothing is ultimately satisfactory. Even when we get something that we've been really, really longing for, maybe even working towards, we can't hold on to it. It's not going to give us this ongoing feeling of contentment and happiness. And the reason that it's not is because it changes. So the second characteristic of everything is change, is impermanence. Nothing ultimately stays the same. And on one hand, this can feel really straightforward, you know, where we have a sense that we're always changing, our hair grows, you know, we have birthdays, maybe people that we know die, new people are born. So, of course, on one hand, we can see this change always happening. But there's another part of us that resists it. It doesn't quite want to see the impermanence of things outside of ourselves, but also the impermanence of our own selves, our changing nature. Sometimes, for me, certainly it can feel a little bit scary. You know, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know when we're going to die. We hope it's a long time from now, but we don't actually know. But there's another side of this which can actually feel quite exciting. Because, of course, if everything is impermanent, that means that we can change. That means that we can transform. And this leads into the third characteristic of all things, which is insubstantiality. There's no fixed center or innate nature of anything. Now, even ourselves, which we can feel, I can certainly feel often very much me. You know, I know who I am. Going back to when I was 15, I knew exactly who I was and what I thought. But actually, if I look back at who I was when I was 15, I'm so different from her. I can see a continuum. I can see the things, you know, the decisions that I made, the choices that I made, and the things that brought me to where I am right now. But actually, if I try to find the exact thing that's the same from to me and that 15-year-old, she's definitely got different hair. I'm living in a completely different place. My physical body is different. Actually, even the way that I look at the world, the certainty that I had when I was 15 about what's right and wrong and black and white is a constant shifting into more and more grayness, curiosity about the space between things rather than fixing them. So I don't know actually if I could find something that is exactly the same for me and her. It feels more like we're on this continuum at different points. And I don't know where this continuum is going to carry on to. So we can talk about these things, this way of looking at reality in groups like this with our friends. And we can also seek to, when we come into meditation, when we sit quietly, whether that's sitting, lying down, when we come to that quiet place, we're having one of those sits where actually our mind is quite quiet. Those habitual thoughts of food and sex and what we're doing later, they've all settled down. And actually there's a bit of space. Then we can start feeling into or touching into this experience of reality that is beyond concepts and beyond words, and is only something that can be deeply felt as we become more aware, more mindful, as our mind becomes more clear and radiant.